جزء 9. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I begin in the name of Allah, compassionate to all, merciful to each. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the 9th episode in this podcast series titled Journeying Our Eyes Through the Quran, Exploring 30 Juz in 30 Days. Today, inshallah, we will continue our journey through the pages of the Quran as we take a brief look into the 9th Juz of the Quran, which contains the last 118 verses of Surat al-A'raf, meaning elevations, and the first 40 verses of Surat al-Anfal, which means spoils of war. Surat al-A'raf, like the chapter before it, as we mentioned yesterday, is Meccan. The main themes of this chapter include discussions of Ma'ad, or resurrection, and there are descriptions of heaven and hell and somewhere in between. The somewhere in between called the A'raf, or elevations, a place where select individuals can look into both heaven and hell from an elevated place as mentioned in verses 46 to 48 of this chapter. Although this will not be the topic of today's episode, listeners are encouraged to read about the topic of the A'raf in Tafsir al-Mizan by Allama Tabatabai. This particular section, which is freely available in English at almizan.org. Surat al-A'raf also includes the stories of several prophets. Beginning in verse 10, there is a brief description of the creation of Adam alayhi salam, father to us all, and Shaitan's rebellion against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his current status as our open enemy. He swears to do whatever he can to misguide mankind, to misguide Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam, and to come to us from all angles, all four directions, as he does with Adam and Hawa. The chapter then transitions to reminders of taqwa, our purpose in life, and warns us with a description of our eventual accountability and heaven and hell. There is a brief discussion of the regret of the hell dwellers who did not follow the true message, and how as humans we can avoid going to hell. Following verse 59, the chapter transitions back to the stories of previous prophets and how their rebellious communities were ultimately punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This includes a few stories mentioned in chronological order, of Prophets Nuh, Hud, Saleh, Lut, Shu'aib, and lastly, Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Prophet Musa alayhi salam is the most commonly mentioned prophet in the Quran, with his name being mentioned 136 times in the Quran, over 42 surahs and 131 verses. His community, the Bani Israel, is one of the most commonly mentioned nations in the Quran, with them being mentioned 40 times by name. At this point in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses some of Prophet Musa alayhi salam's story, and starting in verse 175, the story of a man from Bani Israel is narrated to us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ فمثله كمثل الكلب إن تحمل عليه يلهث أو تتركه يلهث ذلك مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآياتنا فقصص القصص لعلهم يتفكرون ساء مثلا القوم الذين كذبوا بآياتنا وأنفسهم كانوا يظلمون من يهد الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فأولئك هم الخاسرون ولقد ذرأنا لجهنم كثيرا من الجن والإنس لهم قلوب لا يفقهون بها ولهم أعين لا يبصرون بها ولهم آذان لا يسمعون بها أولئك كالأنعام بل هم أضل أولئك هم الغافلون.
Relate to them an account of him to whom we gave our signs, but he cast them off. Thereupon Satan pursued him, and he became one of the perverse. Had we wished, we would have surely raised him by their means, but he clung to the earth and followed his base desires. So his parable is that of a dog. If you make for it, it lolls out its tongue, and if you let it alone, it lolls out its tongue. Such is the parable of the people who deny our signs. So recount these narratives so that they may reflect. Evil is the parable of the people who deny our signs and wrong themselves. Whomever Allah guides is rightly guided, and whomever He leads astray, it is they who are the losers. Certainly we have winnowed out for hell many of the jinn and humans. They have hearts with which they do not understand. They have eyes with which they do not see. They have ears with which they do not hear. They are like cattle. Indeed, they are more astray. It is they who are the heedless. This section of verses narrates the story of a man who was from the Bani Israel. In Ahadith literature, the man mentioned here is identified as Bal'am ibn Ba'ura, or in English, Bal'am son of Beor. It is a story of how his obsession with the world removed him from God's mercy and guidance, even though he was a believer at a certain point in time, prior to what we see described in the verses. As stated in verse 175, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا. Alama Tabataba in Tafsir al-Mizan notes a few possibilities for this, but the main thing that we can take from this verse is that he had been endowed with a type of knowledge or spiritual signs and stations in which the truth had somehow been unveiled to him. Different hadith mention what this might have been. Some opine that Bal'am was a scholar of religion and that he preached for Prophet Musa alayhis salam. Other hadith note that he had knowledge of the greatest name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that he would have his prayers responded to constantly. Regardless of what precisely this access to the truth was that Bal'am had, the point is that he decided to reject it. فَأَنْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا. He pulled or stripped away these signs from himself. He rejected them. Because of this rejection, he was pursued by Shaytan and eventually led himself to a point where there was no turning back to the truth. In the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he could have been raised by virtue of what he understood, but that he clung to the earth. أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. The Arabic word أَخْلَدَ comes from إِخْلَاد, which means to be committed to something or stuck to it. And here the phrase is a metaphor for being absolutely obsessed with the material world and all that is in it. He went against what he knew of the truth. أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. And the next part of the verse says, وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. And he followed his desires, he followed his whims. This phrase is used in many places in the Quran, and it is the pursuit of one's lower nafs or lower whims. Unfortunately, although Bal'am had great potential and had reached a level of understanding, he chose to turn away from it. He chose to pursue the world instead, clinging to what was material and to what was lower. It is interesting and tragic to note the story of Bal'am here, that perhaps we can see some of this in our own souls, where sometimes, despite knowing, despite seeing the ayat and the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we push these signs away, and we prefer the world and its temporary pleasures instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's. The next part of the verse says something even more shocking, and it says that the method or the example of Bal'am is like a dog and the lolling of its tongue. Whether you tell a dog to stop sticking out its tongue or to not do it or to do it, the dog will continue to do so. And this is the example of people who reject the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't matter what you tell them because they've decided to reject the message. They will continue to do what they please. When somebody is in an active state of rejection, where despite the guidance that they see around them, despite understanding a level of the truth, they still actively reject it, choosing what is lower, and nothing will help them when they refuse to help themselves. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says in verse 179, where he says that hell has been created for many of the jinns and humans, he says that the ones that make it to the hellfire are the ones who have certain qualities. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts with which they do not understand the truth. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. They have eyes which with they do not truly see. وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. They have ears with which they do not hear. What these verses are saying is that despite being given an intellect, despite being given a heart, despite being given eyes and senses to perceive and see the wonderful world around them and to understand the purpose for which they were created for, this group of people, despite having the ability to see the truth, choose to reject the truth. And as such, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ. They are like cattle. بَلْهُمْ أَضَلْ. But they are more lost. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. And they are the ones who are heedless. This last phrase is interesting. Human beings are not like other animals in that they have this rational and intellectual and moral capability. There is a moral distinction in humanity that is unlike any other animal. As such, when animals act as animals, or they go after food, or they do whatever it is they need to do, they are only fulfilling their duties according to what they have been equipped with and the purpose for which they were created. It's interesting that cattle is used in this verse, where for cattle, their only goal is to often feed themselves. Cattle, as Allama Tabatabai says, are not lost with respect to the goal that is set out for them, so you can't blame them. But a person, a human being who becomes lost and acts animalistic, is not like this. We have the means to reach perfection. We have an aql. We can use our aql. And yet if we use this, if we use our senses for animalistic purposes, instead of the higher purposes for which we were created, then we're more lost. We have the capability for perfection and proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we reject it, we're worse. The verse here ends by saying, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ, which means that these ones, the ones who reject what they see, who reject what they can see and choose not to see it, choose not to hear it, choose not to understand it, they are the ones who are afflicted with ghafla, heedlessness, distractedness, unmindfulness, and sleepfulness from the higher goal of their purpose in life. They have completely distanced themselves from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This concept is again repeated in Surat Al-Anfal in the same juz in verses 20 to 24. There is a slightly different rendition of an identical concept where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses those who believe and warns them from falling into this type of perdition that we saw with the example mentioned in Surat Al-A'raf of Bal'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله ورسوله ولا تولوا عنه وأنتم تسمعون ولا تكونوا كالذين قالوا سمعنا وهم لا يسمعون إن شر الدواب عند الله الصم البكم الذين لا يعقلون ولو علم الله فيهم خيرا لأسمعهم ولو أسمعهم لتولوا وهم معرضون يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم واعلموا أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه وأنه إليه تحشرون.
O you who have faith, obey Allah and His Apostle, and do not turn away from him while you hear him. Do not be like those who say, "We hear," though they do not hear. Indeed, the worst of beasts in Allah's sight are the deaf and dumb who do not exercise their reason. Had Allah known any good in them, He would have surely made them to hear. And were He to make them hear, surely they would turn away, being disregardful. O you who have faith, answer Allah and the Apostle when He summons you to that which will give you life. Know that Allah intervenes between a man and his heart, and that toward Him you will be mustered. Insha'Allah, we pray that unlike Bal'am, we are able to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's call, that we are able to observe His signs and hold on to them, to follow His guidance and to bring our souls to that which will give us life. If we are open to it, if we are truth-seeking, and if we follow the guidance that we know, turning away from the lower parts of this world, He will indeed aid us and nurture our hearts. Indeed, our destination is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Him alone.
والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.